Day 123, Promise and Perspective. This is a key point we have to grasp in order for victim thinking not to take control of our lives. God's promises are viewed from heaven looking to earth, not the other way around. We tend to see the promises and demand that they be fulfilled in our lifetime. By what authority do we have the right to do that? As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 45. Take a look at this Bible verse for a moment. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Proverbs 10:22, New International Version. Okay, how easy has it been to gain and keep the wealth you might have in your life today? It has been darn hard to get where I am financially, wouldn't you agree? Yet this flies in the face of what today's Bible reading is saying, isn't it? That's the problem with so many of God's victors. We are living a life of victim thinking because our perspective on His promises is so skewed. If we hold out that we are victors because we see the victorious things God promises in the Bible happening in our life, not only do we open the door to victim thinking to come in, we give Satan a foothold in our lives in ways that can make it possible to doubt God's power being something we can trust. That's a very dangerous place for those caught in victim thinking to live. When all we see is bad things happening to us, we are plagued with doubts that God's love and power might not be for us. We are like a bomb of hopelessness waiting to go off. When it finally explodes, that's when victims can become the greatest victimizers in this world. How do we fight to keep this from happening in our lives? It is by understanding perspective when it comes to God's promises. The blessing of wealth without painful toil is without a doubt when viewed from God's perspective from heaven looking down. It is when we view these promises from our lives looking up that we get into trouble. When we see a powerfully appealing promise like that in the Proverbs 10 verse above, and we work to make that promise happen in our lifetime, that we can find ourselves trapped in victim thinking. Heaven doesn't have a time limit. Heaven is unlimited. That is something we have difficulty grasping in our world filled with limitations. Victors have to be ever vigilant and read and apply God's promises from His perspective, not from theirs. What does victory look like to you? Is it wealth, health, power, impact, protection from death, good relationships, provision, destiny, etc.? All these areas and many more are promised to you, the follower of Jesus Christ, in the Bible. Problem is, I don't believe that they are promised completely here in our lifetime, demanding God's promises to happen in a manner that I want, in the timing I need, isn't a strategy that has worked all that well for me in trying to live the life of a victor. How's that strategy working in your life? God promises some of the most amazing things in the Bible for you, His victory. In order to live in that place of power, we as victors are promised, we have to hold our expectations loosely. The how and when of seeing those promises come to reality has to be viewed from God's perspective, not from ours, in order to keep victim thinking at bay.